Hello, I am your host, Ian, and with me as always is Kyle.
I'm also a host.
And then also with me is Gage.
Hi.
And today we're going to be tackling the sticky subjects of love and all the things about that. And to help us with that today, we brought on a very special guest. His name is Jarrett.
Yeah, I'm really good at love and stuff.
So, I hope you guys enjoy the show. So, speaking of the terms of love, and this is a broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this the first topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
What deformities stops you guys from finding love? Like, let's see.
Like skin color?
No.
Oh my god!
Alright, good start, everybody.
No!
Deformities?
Wow. No. Fantastic. Okay, to put it to you this way, I have a friend, and he was, when he was younger, 16, he was like, what?
Is he deformed?
No.
Okay.
And he's like, this really hot girl, and he, like, tried getting with her for, like, months, and then finally she was like, yeah, we'll go on a date. So they're, like, getting comfortable on a couch, and she takes off her shoes, and there's an extra toe. And she goes, don't worry, I have another one just like it, and takes off the other foot, and there's another extra toe. And then he left, and he has not spoken to her since.
He left for a toe?
Yeah.
No, two toes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the rapper.
Not like
two
a rapper,
toes.
But...
Toes.
So,
you know.
Yeah. That, we were talking about multi-chains.
One for the tickling and one for the kickling.
All right.
Now what?
No, a toe. Okay, so before, like, we'll handle the toe thing. Club toes.
Take the toes.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Not an issue.
See, that's weird to me.
I mean it's weird.
Odd, but you stick your dick there? You dicking those toes? No. You're not dicking down feet. I don't know, are you?
Hey. I'm not here to judge.
He's a foot guy.
Well, actually, I am. We're all here to judge, really, about this particular subject.
Yeah. Six, 12 toes? Lady, I'll sleep with you.
You have 13
toes.
Wear
socks,
I don't
care. I'll sleep with you.
Yeah. No, whatever.
What about web toes?
Doesn't matter.
Same girl.
Oh, shit. Didn't think
about
that.
Six toes on each foot, web toes.
Fine.
Whatever.
Toenails on the top and bottom.
Still nope. Okay.
It's still pretty much all right, but you're getting a little weird now.
Yeah, we're getting a little trouble.
What if she...
Those are teeth. Yeah. Those are like... That's
what
a
if
mouth
she had finger-sized toes?
Yeah, probably not. Because, like, there's a lot that goes into the process of it, and eventually you're going to be in the same bed with this person, and those finger toes are going to touch you.
But are they baby-sized fingers?
Ooh.
Because if they're baby-sized fingers, it's almost okay.
Why would she have... An adult, though?
An adult. Wait,
you don't think that would grow?
Well,
they would have to.
He didn't specify.
Well, I've never met anyone with finger baby toes.
I've never met anybody with finger toes.
So I wouldn't know how to answer.
You can get a toe job.
Oh, four of them at the same time. This sounds. You know what? I take it back. Give me those finger toes.
baby finger toes.
Baby finger toes. Well.
Well, okay. So where do you draw the line at what weirds you out for a girl?
Well. I'm pretty picky when it comes to...
Except for unless they have finger toes, obviously.
That's just talent.
That's not a talent. Just, that's a sad fact
that's
of life.
Extra. There's a place for everybody.
That's DLC.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think you'd have to throw out... it's kind of... On a per basis, I'd have to kind of see it first, maybe.
To know like if you're okay with it?
A third arm might be a little much.
What about only three fingers? And
like,
I don't mean that. I mean like straight up like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
like
no claws.
So like not missing fingers, just only like, actual.
Only actually having fingers. Like a two thumbs and then four fingers.
Okay, so yeah, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know.
This is a question for Jarrett.
Are they normal sized fingers?
They're like double fingers.
So you take your pinky and your ring finger and your index and your middle finger, they're together.
Yes.
But just as one finger.
Yes.
And then you have a thumb.
Yeah.
Spot. Is the thumb bigger?
No, thumb.
Or is
normal.
It normal size?
Thumb's normal.
So you have normal size thumb and two like big fingers.
Yeah.
Is this on both hands?
Yeah.
So she's like a crab.
No, because crabs
well,
don't have
of.
Thumbs.
Well, kind of. A little bit looks like a crab. Right?
No.
Yes.
She would be really well, okay, but no,
Gage.
No.
Gage is over here practicing.
I was just trying to see.
Is she, like, really into Star Trek?
No.
Because she'd be in a really good
situation.
She's
a Star Wars person.
Oh, the worst.
Man. Well, I mean, I don't know. It would depend on the person. It would depend.
Is
on...
Is she hot?
Well,
no. celebrity she most resembles.
Fucking
Lassie.
I'm right, so confused now.
That's a dog.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Oh my god. No, I mean, I guess it would depend. It would depend on the situation. I don't think that to answer the question, I don't think that three fingers would immediately disqualify somebody. No.
Now, like, is she wearing like
gloves, mittens?
Yeah.
Does she have mittens?
Or like is she upfront about it, or is she like hiding the fact that
she tries to hide three? Yeah. She's like, hi three.
Hi, my name's Michelle. They call me Lobster Girl, and then that's how you meet her.
I wear red coats. What about you, Gage? Where do you draw the line at?
Well, are we talking three finger girl again still?
No, anything.
Anything? I mean, I don't know.
She has 6 ears.
6 ears is too much.
Going down her neck.
Too much.
You sure?
I think those are scales. But see, those are scales.
I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone else to listen to me.
What if she has gills?
Half the shit I talk about anyways, bullshit. She has gills?
Yeah, she has to
Can
live
she
in
use
water.
Them like a fish would, though? Because that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, she can only live in water.
Does she? So she doesn't have legs either?
Well, no, she does. She's a full human with gills and no lungs.
Wasn't there a Disney movie about this?
There is now.
Oh, cool. Probably. Wait, she has to live in water.
Yeah, she has to be in water at all
times. Is that where I have to go to get it?
Unless there's some weird way for you to figure that out.
Can she have one of those SpongeBob helmets when he's got the reverse fish tank on his head?
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, if that's cool, yeah.
But she's like, she's... But you, Kyle. She has 10 eyes.
10 eyes? Like a fly?
No. She has no eyes on her face. And her eyes are all on her fingertips.
Oh, cool. It's like Beetlejuice.
What do you think of
that? That's pretty tight. I'm not gonna... So, like, what's in place of her eyes?
Fingers.
Like just blank space?
More ears.
More ears?
So, what you're saying is she could poke her hand right around the corner and be like, hold on, let me look.
Yeah.
Yeah, or is she gonna be like, yo,
she's
got this.
She's not a fucking spy.
Well, I'm just saying, what if you're trying to parallel park and you know? Can't quite see out your mirrors? She can just kind of put her hands out and be like, hold on.
You know how disorienting that would get?
Real fucking disorienting.
You see five, ten.
But this went from.
Wait, did I say ten eyes?
What I
yeah,
thought
ten,
ten
yeah.
different eyes.
Oh, she has
what
more
I thought
fingers
was
going to
be like an actual conversation where
well, we might
like,
we might get
oh
there.
Well,
probably
what if she's like deaf or what if she's blind and you're like, what if she only has three fingers?
That's
and
not a
lobster.
Deafness isn't a deformity; it's
I hate
a disability.
You so much.
There's a difference.
Yeah, asshole. How dare you say anything like
yeah,
that?
You fuck
Let's talk
yeah.
about that skin color again.
So. Like when she picks stuff up with her,
she
with
closes,
her eyes.
She closes
hands.
Her bot. Her she closes her finger eyes and then her thumb eyes open. She's
okay.
like, I can see.
Does she have like glasses or something to protect her eyes?
They're gloves and they have little lenses on them.
So like little contacts.
So like SpongeBob, how he has the little like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is all SpongeBob scenarios. We're fucking SpongeBob now.
You remember last week?
I do.
The return.
Did you have like a real one? Was there a real deformity that you might have seen somewhere that you thought like, yeah, I should ask this question, but make it fucking weird? Is
no.
there like a real conversation to have here or not?
No, that real like two
yeah,
toes.
Like
the
12
the toes
toes
thing.
Was totally
the toes
fine.
Thing's fine.
That was a real friend.
That was fine.
But that if that's a real deformity, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well.
But I mean, you start getting into. Like...
Are you not cool with that? Is
no,
that
I
where
don't
this
care.
Came from? But he
Firstly.
Wasn't.
No,
Did
he
tell
was
him
not
he's wrong?
About it. No, I thought it was really funny, and I was trying to laugh. Well, I was laughing very hard. I wasn't trying to laugh.
Sure.
I was painting while I was doing this, and in a room there for 4 hours, so it could have
been
the fumes.
So you were high.
Could have been the fumes, but okay. yeah.
So much lead.
You couldn't have been like... Dude,
that's where he came up with all these scenarios.
Girls down. Look past the toes. How long are you down
what if
there?
She has
toes
one,
anyway?
What if she has one front tooth?
One front
a
tooth.
But it's as big as the connecting the two front teeth.
Does she have fake teeth to wear all the time?
No.
Wait, like a whale?
Well, what?
You did like that big
no.
that front thing? Like, you know
the two
what I'm talking
front
about.
Teeth are morphed into just being one front
one,
tooth.
One tooth all the
but
way
she
around.
Has,
not all the way
no,
around.
Just
the
on
two
the front
teeth but are one tooth instead.
But she has no other teeth.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Is
so
she
it's like
she
no,
just
she,
has the two front teeth.
Just
but
no,
it's just one.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon, like character, like, who walks around a plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Johnny.
Does she have, like, dentures? Half the time, though.
No.
Not even half the
She
time.
Can't afford them.
She can't.
No.
Why not?
But we can.
Because she
yeah,
doesn't
I
have...
I can. I'll buy her
She
dentures.
Came from a poor family in the slums.
Mm. I thought you were going to say swamp.
Well, around the kingdom, and it just didn't work, and
oh, okay.
I can't afford it.
Is she hot?
That's a good question.
Does she look like
you.
Lassie?
No, she doesn't look glassy. Mm. She looks more like a strong woman.
Strong. No.
imagine her name's Betty Barnett.
That doesn't help.
Oh.
Not in the slightest.
Well, that's what you got.
It's probably not.
No? You draw the line there?
Who does she look like?
She looks like someone...
Do I find her... Is this a person I would find attractive?
Well, she does...
It's a yes or no question. You don't have to give me any more caveats than that. Would I find this woman attractive without seeing the tooth? Mouth closed. Is she a girl that
she
would
fit my
type?
She can't close her mouth.
Oh my god.
She's got lockjaw.
I'm asking one question.
She's got lockjaw and it's locked open.
All so she can't talk either then.
No, she can't. She's like,
okay.
She's always playing that game where you have like the
but
thing.
It's, yeah, but it's not. Up. But it's not wide enough to fit your wiener in.
Yeah, probably not then. Sorry, there's too much going on
I
here.
Think that was the ultimate part that really just shut him off on it.
That's what's fair. That say about Gage?
So like, so can she get work done Gage to
still
defy?
Kyle's still interested.
He's like, all right.
I'm running with this.
Now you could probably take like a coping saw.
All I'm asking is to find chisel. The girl attractive.
That's not what I'm asking you.
Tell me right now, is this someone I would find attractive?
So attractive.
Okay, then probably.
She looks like.
Does she return my calls?
No, she can't call
probably
you.
Probably not.
She's deaf.
Does she text back?
Does she cuddle?
She probably could. She's really good at.
She probably could. What else is wrong with this girl?
She has no hands.
Yeah,
her elbows don't work.
Her fingernails are teeth.
Yeah, of course. Her elbows don't work. She just walks around for
you know what?
No.
Sorry.
Wow, that's too really much. Fucked up of you.
I don't care. I've said way more fucked up things in my history being on the internet. This is not going to incriminate me anymore.
That's fair.
All right? So.
Well, yeah.
Back to my point. So, yeah. Can she chisel, like, her front tooth to be two teeth?
Have you ever tried to do that to one of your teeth?
No, I haven't.
Well, I chipped a tooth in high school. With a ball bearing.
Maybe we should get some of those.
Ball bearings, you weirdo.
Well, no, we had like a physics project where you had to make like a tube roller coaster.
With and you put your face in the end.
No, it got stuck. And I was like, oh, well, instead of trying to like blow it out, I tried to suck it out and it smacked me right in the tooth. And so, yeah.
So like my kind of girl.
Yeah. Yep.
Even with your chipped ass tooth.
Yep.
So the reason I bring this up...
Okay, sure. The underlying reason wasn't the 12-toed girl.
No, the reason I bring this up...
Wait, is that girl local?
No, she was in Texas, I think.
Right. What time is it?
Gage was interested.
I'm just saying. I haven't met anyone with 12 toes.
At least it's symmetrical.
I almost want to ask this person, like, does that make things awkward other than one?
I met somebody with 6 toes on 1 foot.
Not good enough. But now I know that's a 12-toed girl.
Does that mean that she's super balanced?
Or unbalanced.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that because I would think it's the other way.
Why?
Which toe is extra?
It's like on the pinky.
Okay. So it's not a giant, another big toe. Like sandwiched by another big toe.
Awesome. But then do her toes still go the normal way? So like, is this sixth toe smaller than her pinky toe?
I think it's...
Or is it just an extra pinky toe? You don't know.
What?
Like, does it
I didn't
actually...
see it.
No picture this exists?
I don't know.
No. That was before pictures existed.
You should have asked for Snapchat of that.
I think it would just be, like, copy and paste of the other pinky toe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you can copy and paste body parts, but...
Well, apparently it happened to her.
You can. I can.
Okay. So the reason I brought this up...
Yeah, sure.
So my girlfriend decided to have us listen to this relationship podcast, and I figured, well, we're pretty smart. We can come up with our own relationship advice, right?
Okay, so I'm supposed to give out relationship advice now?
That was the whole thing.
It's oh, that was now. It. Don't sleep with deformed girls.
Well.
Lesson learned this week. She got 12 toes. Move on.
Move on with that one.
Yeah. Although I would stick around for 12-toed girl. Whatever.
What if she was like...
Sure, whatever. You keep making this girl's life worse, you know.
I was going to say, what if she had like a really ridiculous name?
Like what?
Poing.
Poing?
Pumunga.
Fine.
Yeah,
my name is not that great anyway, so...
What if it was Katinka Inka Pogovan and...
I call her Kiki, and we move on. I like nicknames.
It's a good answer.
All right. Well, cool. We learned.
I'm a pretty understanding guy. So I put up with a lot.
Unless they have one big toe, and you don't find them attractive, and they got lockjaw.
One big toe.
One big tooth.
Well, hey.
And you said they can't shut their mouth.
You learned something about
it. And it took you 20 minutes to figure out if she was attracted or if I was attracted to this person.
That was your job.
How, I don't know what this person looks like. My job was to come with the only thing you're talking about is a fucking tooth. As far as I know, it's a goddamn puppet with a fucking tooth.
Could have been.
Could be.
They make those.
I'm not going to pay for it, though.
Well, that's fair. I wouldn't either. Doesn't have a tooth. Well, it's got one tooth.
Well, it's got the one tooth. It's discounted at that point, I'm sure.
It'd be probably a really good ice cream scoop.
No, not. Don't think you kind of understand how that works.
No?
Did you have any more relationship advice stuff you wanted to go through? No.
What?
Nothing.
No.
I almost kind of, like, I've wanted to do this for a while and to get people to send in questions, either anonymously or or just all the time. Like, hey, I've got this problem, or I've been through this situation, or can you help me out with this, you know, relationship advice? And I'm like, yeah, that would be awesome for a podcast topic. And I think to myself, I suck as a person.
See, that's, yeah, that's the thing.
If the people that are listening have any questions, not only to relationships, send them in, and we will go over them.
Yes.
Or send something, because no one had sent any pictures of Kyle yet. So
which I'm still waiting.
We got at least one review, though, I think.
Maybe two.
On iTunes.
Maybe two, yeah.
Sweet. It ain't me.
We're moving up. One was my girlfriend.
But a one star, though. One star wasn't five. Oh,
so at least she's fair.
She said, Kyle, do good.
Cool. So. Cool.
So who wanted to go next? Did you have something, Kyle?
I do.
Is it can it top this?
I don't think so.
Toe girl tooth thing?
I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of close.
It's impossible to name this fucking episode.
What are your pet peeves?
Okay.
People that walk slow. Fuck you.
Oh my gosh, I have so many pet peeves.
Where do you start wherever you want, and we'll go around the table.
All right.
Go.
Anyone
go.
Okay, go for me, somebody saying that's funny instead of laughing. It pisses me off to no end. If it's funny, fucking laugh.
I was talking earlier about how...
What if they're deformed and can't laugh?
What if they can't shut their fucking mouth because their tooth is... Whatever.
You really don't like her, do you?
It's too much now.
She's a nice lady.
I was putting up with so long, and eventually it was just like, it's too much. I'm trying hard here, all right?
Too many differences.
Before we started the podcast, we were talking about how I don't like my own laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I was just like, well, I don't want to laugh at that. I'll hold back and say that's funny. And now you're
still, yeah, a little bit.
What about neat? Is neat a bad thing for you? Like, oh, that's neat.
I said neat about like five things last week.
Yeah.
Did that trigger you?
Did that strike a chord?
No, it didn't. No, it's just people saying that's funny.
Fuck Gage.
Fuck him, this stupid ass face. His dumb
laugh. How dare you not date the tooth girl?
I really like Poing.
Poing?
Yeah, that's what I said her name was.
Yeah. Where were you? It's just so odd to me that people say that's funny instead of actually like,
okay.
I don't know. Sure. It's just...
I have one that's similar, where people start a sentence when they're going to say something that they believe in. They're like, not even going to lie. Or I don't want to lie about, but so-and-so. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm not racist, but...
Sure, and I hate just... so-and-so.
Yeah.
Mine are very small compared to your guys's.
I haven't said mine yet.
You just said one.
That's not a pet peeve of mine. That's related. It's relatable to it.
So one of mine is I hate it. I hate it when someone opens up my drink before I have my food. I hate getting my drink before my food. That is such a big pet peeve of mine.
Someone opens up your drink before you have your food.
Yeah. Like, let's say like a waiter brings out my drink before he brings out my
food. That happens literally everywhere.
That's everywhere.
No, I know. And it really upsets me.
Don't leave the house.
I thought you meant like if you say, hey, go grab me a soda, and they bring it and they open it before you can
open it.
That would bother me too.
Yeah, no, that would piss me off.
That happens at bars.
I hate it. I don't go to bars. Beers. Like canned beers. Bottles, it doesn't bother me. I don't drink cans, beer. It bothers the hell out of me.
Well, they do that all the time.
I know. That's why I don't go out to drink.
What are you afraid of?
What?
What are you afraid of?
The nasty ass fingernails.
That's got like 2 seconds of your life.
Getting roofied.
Oh.
It's not happening in front of you.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, you've been...
What's that? Roofie
me.
You've been date raped.
Roofie me. I don't care.
It's just an easier way to fall asleep.
Really numbs the pain.
Exactly.
This is the best sleeping pill around. Roofies. Why are they so bad? What else are your pet peeves?
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Are we just going round robin here?
Here you go. Okay. People that walk slow.
Okay.
People that drive in the left lane. Okay. Slowly. People that don't use fucking turn signals. A lot of mine are driving related.
Well, very motion related.
Very motion related.
Or people.
people related.
And,
they're the worst.
I don't know. I feel like that's probably it. It's not a whole lot. Well, I guess if you ask me the same question 4 times in one day. Yep. It pissed me off. But other than that, no, I'm pretty chill. I don't get upset about too much, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, you would know better than us.
Yeah, sure.
You're not asking us if you get upset.
No, I think we're good. Right, you're I think upset. That's about it.
You're scaring me. Mine are stupid. Mine are so fucking dumb. I don't like it when people talk on their phone with their right hand over their left ear.
Okay.
They're talking like this the whole fucking time. I'm like, why are you fucking doing that? You have a left hand.
That's fair.
Turn it around.
What if they're deformed?
I hate you.
If they got, well, if they have, so they just have the right arm? Cool. Right ear.
What if they're deaf in their right ear?
I don't care.
What?
Don't be on the fucking phone.
Well, okay, but worse than that, though, is people that will hold their phone up and be on speakerphone.
That's the fucking worst.
What about that?
I mean, I've
That's
done
the worst.
It.
Ooh,
I do that.
But no, I'm talking like up to your, like right in front of your face and just like,
in like, public.
In public. Just like, yeah, I'll see. Today, no, I went to Walmart and this dude's on the shitter in Walmart, just on his phone having a conversation. Like, yeah, I'll be up about 10 a.m. tomorrow. And,
but where do you talk on the phone?
Not in the fucking bathroom.
But what's weirder, being on the phone in the bathroom talking to somebody or Snapchatting the person talking on the phone in the bathroom?
Well, you know what? Probably both.
Or listening to the person on the phone.
Yeah, was it a good conversation?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. All he said was, yeah, I'll be up about 10 in the morning. That's it.
What if he wasn't on the phone?
Listen. Because he was on speakerphone.
What if he was talking to himself? He was just reminding himself, I'll be up at 10 in the morning.
It's one of your pet peeves, Ian.
I have one related to the speakerphone.
Sure, yeah.
People talking on the phone while they're on, like in checkout, like paying for stuff, and they're still on the phone, not paying attention to the cashier. Okay. It really pisses me off.
I have a good one that's related to like, talking on the phone. I hate it when people call me while I'm driving.
Really? How do they know? How's that their fault?
Just ignore it.
I do. Well, no, it's worse like when it's somebody that, like, I just left their house and then they call me while I'm on the road and I'm like, you know I'm fucking driving.
But what if it's important?
Well, tough break. They can text me and I can die on the road. I don't care.
Yeah, but what if you left your car keys at their house?
He's driving already.
Gage got it.
Gage, congratulations. You did it. Yeah, I'm not going
to
high five you.
Wait, leave him hanging, but that's cool.
Thanks.
Visual medium. Yeah.
Fucking weird.
I don't know that I have any more. I'm not, that too much bothers me.
I developed another one while we were talking.
Sure.
People who insert themselves into your conversations.
Welcome to the podcast.
So, no. I mean, like, the other day, I was talking to one person, just, you know, having a conversation, and I had somebody walk up and be like, oh, yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Okay.
I'm like, well, you'd fucking know if I was talking to you.
So let me.
It's like a slumber
party. I know what you're talking about, and I try not to do that as well. But like, I'll work a lot of film shoots where I don't know anyone at the shoot, right? So it's all these other background extras and other actors walking around or sitting or like standing in a semicircle talking to each other, and I don't want to stand there talking by myself. So what do? You walk up to the circle and introduce yourself, start talking to people, and you're part of that person's conversation. Is that different than what you're saying?
I think that's circumstantial. Like, would that
bother you? Like, probably if we didn't know each other and you guys were three having a conversation at work or something, and I was like, well, I'm new. Let me see. Like, you guys look
I
like
I think it's different if it's you're having a conversation with one other person and you're talking about something that's not necessarily important, but it's important to both of you, and someone's like, yeah, me too. And it's like, you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Like, I think it's
yeah, kind of, right, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's kind of different when you're talking individually to just one other person versus talking in a group of people. If I'm talking in a group of people and somebody walks up, it's not going to bother me as much. But if I'm trying to have a conversation with just one person,
okay,
and somebody comes up and they're like, yo, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, it's not important to you, or else I would have told you.
Okay.
Would it be different if they, like, entered something else into the conversation instead of, hey, what are you talking about? Or it's something related to...
I mean, like I said, I think it's kind of circumstantial.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's going to piss me off.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, noted. More or less... So,
anymore? Because I've got another one.
No, go ahead.
So, I don't like it when people, and now we're talking about people, now I'm just mad at people.
Yeah.
When people are, like, looking at something, say they're looking at their Facebook, and they come across something they find interesting, but they want to share it with you without, like, just bringing it up. They go, oh, that's interesting. And they want you to ask about it.
They glance over every so often.
They want you to, like, go... Oh, what's that? Or like they're watching a video and they're like, and they're like, oh, what are you watching? Like they want you to engage them about what's going on so they can tell you about it in like detail. And I anytime I hear that, I ignore the shit out of it. I leave my hand. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about or listening
or
to.
Or like when someone's upset and they're just like...
That,
yeah, it's like, I hate that so much.
It's like,
too.
Just come out or, and fucking then, say something.
The conversation that follows, like, is something wrong? And they're like, no. And you're like, okay. And they go, I just think it's funny.
Oh,
that.
God. Oh,
and,
my God.
And then it's like, here we fucking go. Here we go.
I just think it's funny. It's the worst starter for everything.
Like, I just think it's funny how.
That's almost as bad as we need to talk. I'm like, here we go. What the fuck?
Why couldn't we just talk? Why do you guys need to? Why don't you just do it? Just start.
Well, that's when someone's like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, you already have. We're right there.
Mission accomplished.
What about the second one? Yeah. So, there you go.
Mm.
Any more? Did you only have the one?
I mean, I don't know if this is a pet peeve, but
well, I guess we'll find out.
I don't like veggies on pizza.
All right, are we doing the pineapple pizza talk?
I mean, we
that's not a veggie.
I'm just saying, but I think it's gonna get there.
Like you
peppers
know,
and
yeah, peppers,
and
onions,
broccoli, and okay. Some root.
I mean, it's pizza.
You don't like
you
pickles?
Taint.
Fuck off.
Okay, they're disgusting. They smell like shit. Not like shit, but they smell bad.
They smell like pickles.
Yeah.
I like veggies on pizza. I'll put peppers on them.
Nope. I can't do it.
You don't like mushrooms on pizza?
Not really.
I wouldn't consider a mushroom.
Well, mushroom's not really a veggie. I guess you're right. It's a legume.
It's a non-meat.
Is it a legume or a fungus?
Excuse me.
It's a fungus.
What's the
I caught a legume on Pokemon Go.
Those are beans.
Did you say Lugia?
Legumes? They're beans.
I totally thought you said Lugia. I was like, the Pokemon?
No, like spit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't like that on my pizza either.
Yeah, it is.
Lasquigi?
Okay, vegetables on pizza.
Why don't you like vegetables on pizza?
It's just, you can't,
like,
to me...
Is there a specific vegetable that you don't like on pizza? Or that made you not like it on pizza?
Who hurt you?
Yeah. Show us where the bad man touched you.
On the crust.
Damn it. He stuffed your crust.
No, I just...
Oh, my
God. What?
He said he stuffed your crust.
Poor boy.
Jokes.
I don't know. It's just, like, to me, pizza, it should be, like...
Cheese
like you're,
meat.
Yeah, exactly. It's not to be tainted with healthy things.
Okay,
it's inherently
sorry,
unhealthy.
Sorry, pizza officer. How dare I put?
Are you Italian?
Italian?
I don't think so.
Okay, then you can't fucking make pizza.
I'm not allowed.
Well, you know that pizza didn't originate in Italy.
You know what?
Right? Okay. It originated in China. That's where pizza came from. Is China?
Thought it was America.
No.
Are you sure?
I am 100% positive.
Okay.
Pizza I'm gonna find out.
Pizza came from China.
Don't know about that.
I guess we'll find out later.
Italian sausage came from Italia.
I hate you.
So yeah, that's...
Now, I like some vegetables on pizza. There's one reason I don't like vegetables on pizza. That's because one time I ate a bell pepper that was on pizza, and it had the stem on it, and that was gross. It's like if you're eating chicken and you get like a ligament, and you're just like, oh, I can't eat chicken no more.
A ligament?
That's fair.
Thanks for adding.
That's fair. That's fair. That's understandable.
After you were so upset about my Italian sausage comment,
I'm
makes
upset
a good
about
point.
Everything.
Makes a pretty good point.
we're friends again.
But you know, pineapple on pizza is easily the best one.
Yeah,
it's the best pizza topping.
It's delicious.
It is the best pizza topping.
God damn it! We're on a one-sided boat here, and that's nasty.
It's pretty good.
You eat hot dogs with mayonnaise, so.
Oh, you do listen.
You're a follower.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mainly put pineapple on pizza.
I will order double pineapple
on
pizza.
Yeah, I mean, Hitler killed Jews, so yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah, the right side of history, because all those things happen. I'm not one of those truthers.
It's disgusting.
It's not, though.
Pineapple should not be heated up. I don't eat pineapple on my ham on Thanksgiving. That's gross as fuck.
I thought that was just like a cartoon thing.
No, that's real.
Yeah,
I do
that's
it.
An actual thing. Yeah.
That's gross. I don't put... pineapple on pizza because I'm not a fucking heathen.
Do you even eat pineapple
though? Yeah, I love pineapple. Not okay, on pizza. Cool. I hate cooked pineapple.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But is it cooked? Is it cooked?
On pizza? Yeah, they cook it in.
They throw it in the oven.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, I don't...
It's like hot, mushy pineapple.
Mm. No, sounds awesome.
Delicious.
Might as well just throw some applesauce on there. Fuck it. Why not?
Put some mayonnaise.
Breaking all the rules.
Don't tempt me.
Breaking all the rules.
I had an apple donut last night.
It's breaking the law. That's a Judas Priest song.
That's not who that is.
Tia.
That's not who sings that.
Okay.
But, anyway.
I can't tell if he's serious or not, so...
You're alright? You feeling alright?
Mm-hmm. Feeling all right.
You okay?
Did you eat one of those donuts?
It did. It had a lot of, like, white stuff on the top of it.
Oh.
So.
That was mayonnaise.
My teeth itch really bad.
Yeah, that's just the first step.
You'll get used to that one.
Yeah, that'll go away soon.
Everything's next? Numb.
What? You know who else is numb?
Wow!
Nope.
No, who? Who? Tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us.
Rest in peace, Chester.
God.
Never forget.
I can't, like, it. I'll tell you after the podcast. I can't talk about that on here. More Linkin Park jokes. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but whatever.
Well, speaking of Linkin Park, what kind of music is the music that you definitely hate? Out of all the musics that you could pick, what type of music and what artist is the worst thing you've ever had to listen to? For me, it's country. I fucking hate country.
Okay.
With a passion.
I wouldn't say that there's a music that I actually hate, but if I had to pick my least favorite one, it would be country. But I'll listen to bluegrass.
No, bluegrass is different. Bluegrass.
I know it's different, but it's weird. It's weird that I don't like country so much, but I really actually enjoy bluegrass.
I love bluegrass. I used to own bluegrass instruments, and I used to play bluegrass.
This is so weird, because I feel like bluegrass is country.
No. It's different.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like it's the same thing.
Bluegrass isn't about your tractor and how you want to kill yourself and a bunch of stuff like that.
But a lot of songs are about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across all genres.
That's fair,
I guess. No, bluegrass is, like, a lot better. It's a lot more skill-based.
Who's famous bluegrass?
There is Green Sky Bluegrass.
Why do I pretend like I'm going to know any of these people?
There's Iron Horse. There is...
Oh, yeah. Trample, that's my favorite saddest song.
Hey.
Who's next?
You gotta fuck off. There's a bunch of bands out there that are really good. But, yeah. Compared to country, bluegrass is, like, way different. Like, there's a lot more going on than just, like, a dude playing a guitar and, like, over a basic beat of drums and then singing about sad things.
Sure. Okay. Kyle, who do you hate?
I would say, like, modern-day hip-hop.
Modern-day hip-hop.
Not a fan.
Like, who?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. They're bad.
Totally not modern-day.
They're bad.
So, Kyle, weren't you just today listening to Tyler the Creator?
That's different.
Modern hip hop.
I'm selective.
It's modern.
Well, yeah, modern. Modern's a bunch of different
rap,
things.
Rap, hip hop, it's in the same. That goes in the same category, regardless.
If it was not country, rap and hip hop.
All right.
It was not auto tuned.
Hip and hop.
Okay. You're speaking of mumble rap then.
Is that what that is?
Lil Yachty. Okay. Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Big Boy Pants.
We just had a conversation
the other day about how Lil Wayne has an uncanny ability to ruin every single song he's ever been on.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got good songs.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, that's a lie. Yeah, turn around.
Absolutely has good songs. Absolutely.
That is a lie.
Not a lie.
From how long ago?
Oh, it's been 10 a long
years.
Time. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying yesterday.
Right. The Carter 3 was really good.
I liked Carter 3.
Yeah, the Carter 3 wasn't terrible.
I've never heard it.
Also, the No Ceilings mixtape that came out right after that. Whew. Good stuff.
I would like to defend country as well.
Defend country?
90s country. 90s country is pretty goddamn good.
No.
Pretty goddamn good.
Pretty goddamn
Garth
good.
Garth Brooks, though.
Garth Brooks, George Strait, Alan Jackson.
Oh, I can do that. Okay.
I'm like a... What's a Conway Twitty guy?
Kanye?
Conway Twitty?
Kanye?
But yeah.
I also don't like country.
Wow, if you listen to country music, just keep listening to
but
us.
But here's the thing. So you asked, like, what genre and, like, what band can you not stand them, or, like, what artist or whatever. So, like, I don't like country. And it's not like I'm just hating all country. I haven't heard anything that I can get into. I haven't heard anything that I liked. So everything that I've been exposed to I have an open mind when it comes to these things. So I'll listen. If someone's like, oh, listen to this, I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I just don't get into it. But it's not like the worst band I've ever heard. The worst band I think I can think that I've heard was Behemoth. And they're a heavy metal, black metal band. And they're fucking terrible. They're really bad.
In my opinion. Don't get mad at me. Actually,
mad at you.
Get mad at me. I hate Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Wow.
I do not like them. I'm not saying they're not talented. I do not like them, though.
You don't have to.
No, yeah. I don't like any of their music. But they're all talented. I hate them all. Same with Foo Fighters.
Oh, what? Come on.
I hate the Foo Fighters. Why? They're all talented, but I just do not like them.
Are you mad because he killed Kurt Cobain?
No, I'm so happy that he killed Kurt Cobain because I hate Nirvana.
How old were you when Kurt Cobain died?
I probably was something.
Born. Born. Was born. Yes.
You don't even remember Nirvana.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I kind of get a lot of their songs kind of sound the same.
All of their songs.
But why the Foo Fighters?
I can't get behind Dave Grohl's voice.
What?
Really?
I think he's got a nice voice. I just don't get it. I'm not a big fan of the music. Like, I'll listen to him, but I'm not like, oh, fuck yeah, Foo Fighters. I'm like, all right, Foo Fighters are cool.
Yeah, like, they're all talented. Mm-hmm. I just don't care for them. They're not, like, good for me. They make me feel unhealthy. I feel dirty.
Make you feel things you don't like to feel.
No.
How did they touch you?
Everywhere. No one heard that. Probably. That joke didn't get come across whatsoever.
Wasn't funny anyway, so.
Yeah, wow, hurt my feelings, huh?
Welcome to the show.
Getting attacked again. Every week.
Whatever. What else is next? You got any more?
So let's talk about job interviews. If you could give some advice on how to, like, nail a job interview, I mean, like, 100% secure the job, what do you do?
I'm really good at talking about myself and being an egotistical asshole and being overly confident. That always works.
Yep.
Play yourself up better than anyone else can. I'm really good at selling myself. So as long as you can put on your best face talking about you, cool. Don't be modest. Don't be humble. Just get in their fucking face about how awesome you are.
Interview them.
I was going to say, yeah, interview them.
Interview them.
It's true, though.
But I'm not joking. It's just get in there and fuck them up with yourself.
as someone who has done interviews, as I'm sure you have as well.
I've interviewed you.
Yeah. So
you did interview me, didn't you?
The difference is between somebody who's confident in an interview and somebody who's noticeably nervous or unconfident in themselves in an interview. You can tell almost immediately before you even ask a question. Because they'll come in and they'll be like playing with their watch or fiddling with their pants or trying to get situated in the chair.
Now, that's one thing I was going to bring up. You go in there, you fiddle with your pants, and you slap that wiener on the table and be like, yo, listen up, you hire me, right?
It's a power move.
It is. It's power play.
I mean, that's bold.
They won't expect it. They're like, whoa. And they won't forget it.
It's very ballsy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Fuck you. Can I bring up something that happened during your job interview?
Yeah, sure.
So one of the questions on the interview, and I think you might answer this, but you got it right, was...
Damn right.
The question was, what is your biggest weakness or whatever? Usually, people have no idea what I said. They always say, I can't think of one, or like, I don't know. Or,
I don't have one.
I don't really have any weaknesses.
Wait, didn't I say it was my attendance
He was like, usually I'm not on time.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck's wrong with you?
What did I say?
Dude, I don't know.
I remember when I asked you, hey, was I like really good in my interview? And you were like, no, you were like the only people that seemed confident, so we hired you. And I was like, okay, that's good enough for me.
Because people do come in, and like I've been in a position to where I'm interviewing people, and like Jared said, yeah. And like people come in and they don't know what to expect, so they kind of, you know, think of the worst right away. Like, well, you know, they don't think of the good outcomes. They only think like, well, how am I going to fuck it up? You keep thinking about how you're going to fuck it up, and eventually you just fuck it up.
Yeah.
So like you said, they sit there, you fidget a little bit, you get the chair, you're holding your hand and stuff like that. You look terrible.
Yeah. walk in, this is what you do. Walk in, bring a duffel bag, like your suitcase. Take your shoes off at the door to the conference room, and then you suit up in a karate gi, and then you sit down, and you're just like, what up?
And don't even mention it at
all? Nope, just act like this is completely normal.
Do you bow to them, and then sit down?
No, what you do is you walk through the door, you turn around and look at nothing, and you bow. Make sure you actually look into a mirror and bow, and then if they ask you what I do, they're like, you have to respect yourself before you can respect the job.
There's a lot of things we disagree on today. This is another one.
You don't think, well, the karate gi is a good symbol of strong.
Listen, I understand. Strong. A symbol of strong, sure. I understand that it's an unforgettable, you know, approach to the interview. Probably going to throw away your application, though.
I've showed up in a karate gi in your interview.
Nope, not true.
It was under my clothes.
Lies.
I'll tell you one thing to never, ever, ever say in an interview, and it's that you're motivated by getting a paycheck.
Yeah, I just need a job. I just need a job. I need me to pay rent and stuff.
Because that gets your application thrown away immediately.
Yeah. Or at least put it at the bottom of the stack or whatever.
So it's like an obvious thing you just don't mention.
Yeah, it's right? everybody works for a paycheck.
Like that's already a given.
It's not true.
How was your day today? Oh, I woke up. Well, no shit.
Yeah.
You're already here.
I'm guilty of kind of something similar to that where somebody would be like, how's your day been? I'm like, well, I haven't died yet. Well, no shit.
And then that's when the person's like, you're wrong, and they shoot you in the face.
And they just stab you.
They just give you.
A friend of mine recently got robbed, speaking of getting stabbed. He works in Richmond. He's a valet. And he was, he just got done putting his money in his valet stand. And the guy walked up and he was like, hey, do you have any money you can spare? I'm like, I'm working on trying to get money out of a job. And he gave him like $5. And the guy's like, do you have any more money? And he was like, I don't know, man. And he was like, how much money is in that valet stand? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, I'm robbing you.
Awesome.
And this is happening. I wanted to be like, if that were me, I know I would have died and I've gotten stabbed. I would have been like, I thought I was robbing you. And then immediately would have gotten stabbed to death.
Have you ever, like, thought that you were about to be robbed or something? Yes. Have you ever been in a position where that you thought that might happen?
Yes. Especially at Press Start.
Really?
Oh my gosh, so many times. An angry customer walks in, wants to return something, and then they walk out, and they walk back in all storming, and I'm just like, well, this is cool.
Yeah,
this is
happening. I never got the feeling that I was going to get robbed, but I got the feeling a lot that I was about to get punched in the mouth.
Oh, dude, no doubt.
Often.
I was going to get robbed of health.
Yeah.
From a punch to
robbed
the face.
Of my beautiful smile.
Sure. I've never been intimidated by a customer who wasn't getting what they wanted out of
retail. Well, I didn't know. I didn't say I was intimidated. I said I just felt like they were going to punch me in the head.
Okay. I almost punched one of my bosses in the head when I worked for you guys. Grant.
We don't need to keep saying names on the goddamn podcast.
Bleep them out.
Now I have to do some work. But like last night, I was closing up the store, and as soon as I shut the gates, you know, registers were, the safe was open, all that stuff, knock on the door. And I'm like, I know I shouldn't answer this.
We're closed.
But so I and as I'm walking towards the door to open the gate, I'm going, I'm going to get robbed right now. And I don't know why I'm opening the door, but I'm doing it. I open up the gate, and I was like, as soon as I open up the gate, there's going to be a gun on the other side of this window, and I know I'm going to get robbed right now. Why am I doing this? And it was my manager. I was like, I thought you were going to rob me. And it wasn't. But like that was the only time I thought that, like,
he pulls out a gun. You were right.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm your manager, Rob.
But like I haven't been.
I hate you.
I haven't been super worried about anything like that. I don't know. That stuff, you'd never think it happens to you, so I don't put a lot of stock into it.
Do you ever get like that feeling like when somebody's like driving behind you, that they're following you?
Yeah.
Well, that has happened to me before, specifically. I've been almost run off the road in a situation by a person. I had to pull into a police station and call the cops in Front Royal. It was a nightmare. That is a long story that I'm not going to get into here, but that basically is the gist of it.
I really want to hear this story.
I'll tell you later. Okay.
I feel like I'm the other person on the other end of
that. You're chasing people?
I'm chasing people. Seriously, like I'm sorry we're both going in the same general area.
You accidentally follow someone.
Yeah, you unintentionally follow someone.
Yeah. But, like, we'll do the whole dance where, like, I'll speed up, and they'll pass me, and then I'll pass them. Sure. And it's just, like, a whole, like, yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah.
But do you ever get, like, that embarrassment, but, like, by driving, you've done something while driving around another person where you have to, like, deliberately be away from their car a little bit? I'll give you an example.
But like getting brake checked by them.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like the other day, I was at the stoplight right down the road here, and my music's always loud. I like loud music. Sorry, I'm just gonna listen to loud music. I'm behind a car that's sitting at a green light, and I'm like, "What the fuck are they doing? They're not moving." Blah blah blah. Laying on the horn. Move. It's green. Blah blah blah. Here comes an ambulance. The ambulance goes in front of the car, and the car in front of me was just like, see? And I was like, motherfucker. So I'm like hiding my face in my car so they don't see me. And then as soon as the ambulance is gone, they're going the same way I am, so I went a different way.
Yep. You have to.
I took the long way to my destination. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna be behind this car anymore. They think I suck, and I know I suck. I'm leaving. So, and that's happened to me twice.
You need to chill out. You need to look in your mirror.
That's the thing, because like if the first time it happened to me in Stephen City. So it was behind this old couple, and I'm like laying on a fucking horn. I'm like, go! It's green light. It's a busy intersection. Ambulance drives by. I'm like, motherfucker, I feel like the worst person in the world. So since then, I've been super conscious about it, and it happened again.
You need to look at your mirrors more.
At least
because it was where on Greenwood, where that hill is, so I couldn't see what was coming down the hill. And I'm in a small car. That's what I'm gonna do.
Get a bigger car.
At least you use your horn. And I'm glad that you did, because nobody in this fucking town uses their horn at all.
Yeah, I had somebody put their head out of a window and be like, right on red! And so I sat until it turned green. I was like, you're a schmuck, you can wait.
Yeah, there you go. I'm texting here.
I'm busy texting. Yeah. Did it die? And then he flashed me those lights, and then I followed him all the way down the road, and then I flicked on my high beams in my FJ.
Yeah.
And he was in like a small Honda Civic. And like Shocker. He like tried to like he slammed on his brakes, tried to run me off the road, and I was like, "You don't hit my car, you'll go under it. Please don't hit my car."
His Civic will be lost.
Yeah. Lost but not forgotten. Yeah. Job interviews.
Yeah. Yeah. So what color belt does this person have on? Like what are you rocking, the black belt? The
no,
yellow belt?
It's brown.
I don't know what.
But that's under black.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so you're not sure. But he's still working on it.
Just like every other Belgian.
He's still working. He didn't just start. He's committed, but he's still working on getting that black belt.
Okay. He's still humble.
Yeah.
That's nice. So, yeah.
You ever feel like a joke's gone on too long?
Every time we record.
It's a 45-minute joke.
And it's not funny.
I think it's funny.
It's all right.
Jared, did you bring anything to talk about?
No.
Oh.
Cool.
Good.
Sweet. I didn't really have anything.
Yeah, again. Yeah, you looking at Halloween costumes again?
No, to figure out what I was going to be. I don't need to look at it anymore. I'm done with that. I'm donezo.
Well, speaking of Halloween, I think I found out my costume.
We know your costume.
I'm not going to be wearing it.
You're wearing it right now.
I don't want to be Ernest.
You look so good.
No, I have a friend, and he's the same friend that got robbed. And he had
this
a
isn't
friend.
The same guy with the six-toed girl, right?
No, I know.
Oh, right. Man, I kind of hope
I really
this
hope
is a very interesting life this guy leads.
No. I like this guy.
And he has a friend that looks, and I'm not even kidding, identical to me. I mean, 100% to the T, looks just like me. Beard, hair, facial, like, structure, body type, everything. And I'm going to be him for Halloween and freak everybody out.
I can confirm that this person looks literally exactly like him.
I will pull up a picture and show you guys.
It's almost disturbing.
Well, what you need to do is go to the same place during Halloween, meet during the party, avoid each other all night, and then somewhere in the middle of this get-together, you need to... Yeah, I see it. I see it. And then you need to cultivate, like, be together at one point and just kind of, like, do the mirror thing?
Entire time.
The twin thing?
I was at a show, a concert, and the amount of people that came up to me was like, hey, Zach, and like shook my hand, and I was like, hey. And they just talked to me like I was this dude, and I was just like, at the end of our conversation, I was like, not that guy.
You should have really fucked with him. Be like, I'm gay now.
Just ruin his life.
Yeah. Just put this guy in a fucking hole.
That's what I'll do from now on. Someone says his name, be like, hey, I'm really gay and actually wanted for a murder now.
Yeah. You're kind of cute. You want a date?
I sodomized a goldfish last week.
There you go.
You in?
Jesus Christ.
Now I have to kill you because I told you.
I'm totally going to be him for Halloween, and it's going to be crazy because I don't know where he is. So I'm going to go to I know where he lives.
Oh,
like,
he's
roughly.
Not missing. Okay.
Yeah. But it's really funny because we can't be in the same place at the same time.
You can't. Like,
it's really
totally
weird.
Do that though.
Because every time I have plans, they hang out, and every time he has plans, we hang out.
Here's the thing: go to wherever he is for Halloween. Follow him around all night. So when he's in a conversation with somebody and walks away from that person, walk up again and start talking to them, and just trying to follow up and be like, "Oh, hey, man, so, you know, sorry, it wasn't actually going that way. So I'm here for longer," and then keep talking to them like nothing had changed.
That's what I'll do. I'll walk up to someone and have the exact same conversation with them.
Just try and listen as best possible and go over there and either have the same conversation or finish it.
I feel like it would be better to, like, tell him what's going on, dress the same, beside each other
no,
the entire time,
because then I
and
have
then
to,
just, like...
You know that movie where, like, the doppelganger, like, tries to kill, like, the original person and take over their life?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I was just wondering.
Has to be a Lifetime movie.
That'd be really weird.
I think that has to be a Lifetime movie. I don't
or
think
Hallmark.
That's a real movie.
Or Hallmark.
Where they push down some stairs.
Well.
It might have been a Lifetime movie.
It might have been. Wait, what did they say she got pushed down, or did she actually get pushed down?
She actually got pushed down.
No, not a Lifetime. That's a Hallmark.
Mm.
Lifetime is when the girl gets hit in the face, and then they're like, she fell down the stairs.
The Parent Trap?
Yeah, with Robin Williams. That one, that's a good one. Him and Eddie Murphy are in it. They're in that haunted motel.
And there's no mother. The guy pretends to be his own mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is dead too.
Don't you say that.
Dead to you.
Yeah.
Dead to you.
Yeah, he is. Ever since that fucking Walmart photo movie. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
He did a movie where he was what was it called?
It was an RV.
No.
It was an RV.
What was it called?
Garrett McKenzie.
Man of the Year.
No.
I don't know.
Jumanji.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Photo something.
Photo booth?
Photoshop.
Photo booth?
No. Photo Moto.
Because he did do two, like, picture-type movies.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of what it is.
You work at a Walmart.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't.
Are you drunk?
Are you sure he didn't actually work at a Walmart?
Oh, he might. He's a method actor.
So. Yeah.
Or he was.
Just like Daniel Day-Lewis. So.
Well, he was an actor, too. He quit.
What if he's... It's a new role. I'm telling you. It's Robert a new Williams. Role. No. Yeah. No. Yeah, no.
I don't know. Oh, one hour photo?
There it is. That's there it.
One hour
that photo. That was an old-ass movie. That's from 2002. Movie.
Yeah. Weird.
Remember Hook? He was Peter Pan?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I thought we were talking about Robin Williams movies. I thought it was good. Are we not doing that?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Cool. I'm really glad that I did that.
Yeah.
Well, I went there.
He ruined it for everybody.
Listen, you're the one that doesn't date tooth girls.
Whoa, I thought it was just sleep with.
No, it's date.
Well, I wouldn't date her if I'm not sleeping with her.
That's...
You know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of...
It's like if we're... If we're dating and you want and we're not sleeping together, that's a problem, right? But right. like you can't have dating and not sleeping together, but you can have sleeping together without dating. That's how 2017 works.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true.
It's rough for Jerry. He hurt his hand, so he can't really.
Yeah, and things ain't been right with. It's not my right hand; it's my left hand. So I was gonna say things ain't been right with old righty, but it's not that hand. So.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about you.
Yeah, this was a door accident. I slammed my hand in the door.
How?
With my other hand.
What the fuck?
Were you holding the door? Yeah. I didn't do the other hand was getting too much action.
No. Okay, so I tried
to catch... the doppelganger. Oh,
shit. I tried to catch the door. Like, I tried to grab something and pull my charger out of my door before my door closed. And it didn't work the way I planned it.
Why did you just open the door and get it and then just...
Because it was already closing. And I was like, oh, shit. And I grabbed it. And when I pulled it out, it was like... And that hurt when I hit my hand just now. Guys, my life's not together.
Obviously. Come on. You get mad at people that try to talk to you.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. I don't like you.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to my life. And I...
Starring Robin Williams.
You're our special friend, Jared.
Like Kazoo Kid?
This what? Is a
you're my special friend.
What? You're my special friend.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Kazoo
about.
Kazoo Kid.
I'll show you. Okay. Sure. It's pretty great.
What?
Yeah.
How does Gage not know about Kazoo Kid?
Gage doesn't know a lot about of things.
About of things? That's a good one.
That was dyslexia. Come on.
At least he knows about the Snapchat hot dog filter.
Yeah.
Which, I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah, well, I sent you
whose
like a
fucking
bunch.
Problem is that?
I don't have Snapchat, I don't have Instagram, and I don't have Facebook.
Why?
Or Twitter.
Why?
Should I stop tagging you things on Facebook then?
No, keep doing it, because I do it too. Right. I still send him Snapchats.
All right.
That's sad.
Why? I'm gonna get a Snapchat eventually. One lifetime, I'll get it. Mm. Maybe lifetime. But I'll look, and I'll have just like 100 messages from Jared, and I pray the majority of them are Hotline Bling on the radio.
One of them, I guarantee, is.
It is.
Yeah. One of them because I was with Kyle. When
there was a time where me and Jarrett would try to map out when Hotline Bling would be on the radio. And we got pretty damn good at it.
Yep, it's really good. It was great.
And we'd Snapchat it every single time it came on to everybody in our Snapchat.
And we would sing it most times in a different voice every time. We've done what? Country music Hotline Bling, heavy metal Hotline Bling, just ridiculous voice Hotline Bling. Man, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Maybe we're not going to do it now. But
yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
I didn't because I can't do the voice. But
the Stephen Hawking's voice? It's pretty dope.
I hate you guys. It's free time.
Well, we have free time. Is that really what
I don't get any Snapchats. I'm okay with that.
I don't think we're friends.
On Snapchat?
Well, you don't have a Snapchat.
Well,
Gage is my friend on Snapchat. He's just not like one of my best friends, so he doesn't get shit.
No, but you still post stuff to your story.
Yeah, I put it on my story. If you were
really
my friend,
and you send it to other
people
too, which is great.
Yeah, I send it to people and put it on my story.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
let's say you have friends. Let's just say you have.
Okay.
And you get a Snapchat from your friend,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, cool. Oh, so and so Snapchatted me and opened it up, and it's funny. But you also see it on their story. Does that diminish it?
A little bit. Well,
I don't even have Snapchat, and I know that's funny.
Yeah, it's like
a little bit.
You think you're getting a personalized snap at first, like, oh, cool. Like,
they're
me. I'll talk to my friend. You message back, like, ha, so funny, dude. I know. And you go to your story, and you're like, oh.
That was
just for everybody.
There's a lot of them.
Not as cool anymore. Damn.
But I don't do that. Like, I don't respond to somebody's Snapchat and then also put it on my story, though.
What do you mean?
Like, so if somebody sends me a Snapchat, I don't then, like,
no, I'm not talking
Snapchat
about, them I'm not back talking about and then put it on my story.
But I would, like, if I see something funny, I will send it to the people that I definitely want to see it.
You don't think they're going to see it on your story anyway?
No!
But they're not going to comment on it. Look at your story. They're not going to, like, do they still respond to it?
Yeah.
Like, if you send it to them, do they send you something back?
Yeah, save it.
Okay.
I don't.
You just throw up in your mouth.
I don't pay attention to the things people put on their story.
Wow.
Not cool. At all.
How dare you?
If that was personalized
sent,
for you.
If it doesn't get sent straight to me, I don't care. If it's on your story and it gets sent to me, I still, like,
how often
fine.
Do you go through Snapchat stories just clicking through
all,
it? Just
to get
I don't watch them at all.
Yeah,
I don't watch them at all.
Or I don't watch them. That's my point.
How often do you meticulously check your Snapchat story to see who's seen it?
Never.
All the time.
All the time.
Right? I'm like, all right, who all saw it this time. Hour? Who saw it this hour? I want to know.
See, I don't look. I don't
just
care.
Just see that number go up.
Because the only people I really cared about seeing
cynical
it,
assholes.
I sent it to.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't have this problem.
You should have this problem.
When you open up your Snapchat for the first time in, let's say, 5 years, if it's still around, it's going to be like Interstellar when Matthew McConaughey is going through all the videos coming back from Earth. Where he sees, like, his daughter growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same thing, but with Jarrett. It's going to be great.
It is.
I'm like, oh, look at you there.
It's like, oh, it's when you still worked at so-and-so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty great.
I feel like any time in my life, I'm still going to have Jarrett as my supervisor, no matter where I go.
Do you ever think that me hiring you two led to your friendship like this? And, like, maybe your group of friends?
Well, I mean,
I'm responsible for it.
Yeah, that's
it's
like
true.
Completely accurate. Yeah. All right,
well, you're welcome.
My first day at work when you hired me was I opened the store with Jarrett.
Yeah.
And that was the most uncomfortable moment of my life. Because I was like, I don't know this fucking dude. He's wearing a green hat. What kind of
was it? It's green. Is it a Packers Seattle hat?
Supersonics.
No, fuck the green.
And I was like,
Packers.
I was like, this dude's fucking weird. He, like, I don't know what this guy's deal is. And I was this shaggy looking kid.
Yep.
With the long-ass hair.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just like, didn't have facial hair, and I was just like this dumb little runt.
Well, still a little dumb runt.
Listen, I have feelings now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and every week, they're hurt.
I don't know,
but
Gage.
You keep coming back, don't you?
I will always probably. Come back. What?
I said Ian might weigh more than Gage.
I weigh 152 now.
That's, oh, boy.
That's more.
Wow.
I used to weigh 128.
That's, oh, man. That's a
that's
lot.
Still almost more.
a lot of less than I do.
Yeah, I think it's 100 less.
Not anymore.
Debatable.
It's still close.
Debatable.
Yeah, because I used to weigh two of you.
Well, you used to weigh
No, you used to weigh
me.
Two of me.
No, I'm at like 211.
What the fuck are you guys looking at? It was freaking me out. You both looked over at the door. I was like, what the fuck?
It's anyway, that ghost of Ernest.
You're welcome for your friends.
Thanks. I think, yeah, I don't know if I wouldn't have the job I had today.
Neither would I.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I didn't find this job through anyone. I found this job on accident.
You would be bored at your job still.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
And Kyle maybe would have met.
Mm. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
I would have never met you two or you.
I'm the key.
You're the compass, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We all came up with these stupid fucking nicknames for work. Jarrett's was
go ahead, try.
It was Jarrett, Busy B, Hal, no. Jordan. It wasn't?
It was
Jarrett, Nancy.
Jarrett, Janice, Jaren, Hal, Busy B, Nancy, Key, Warden, Jordan, Hot, the third. And my birthday was August 23rd, 1961 or something.
And yours was just Gage the Compass.
Well, because everyone kept changing mine.
I
changed it last. I was like, Gage, can I change your name?
Right.
And you're like, sure, whatever.
Because I used to show up at the stores and I would buy stuff. They're like, oh, what are you under now? I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's something stupid like Space Ghost right now. And they're like, oh, no, it's a Batman. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And then why does it keep changing? No one's telling me when it's changing.
And then I made it the Compass. And then you were that from then forth known as the Compass.
Yeah. Thing closed down when I was the Compass.
It did.
I got yelled at for having my nickname be so long.
Yeah, I was supposed to reprimand people for fucking around with nicknames too much, but I didn't care.
I'll never forget the time that I called, and then Jarrett was like, they were calling Fuzzy Buttons and things, where you can get your own Fuzzy Buttons. This is Jarrett. How can I help you?
And Will was on the phone, and he yelled at me for it. It's great.
Oh, that was always fun, because then he would look at me and get mad at me, because I'm letting you guys goof off. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do?
But, like, to a certain extent, though,
you know
we knew that it was the other store.
Yeah, because the number shows up.
So I had that guy call that one day and ask for Battletoads 3 Return to Space Jam featuring Shaquille O'Neal's Master Shack Food, the Deluxe Juicy Steak Edition.
I don't like that you can just throw all this out.
And so then
he's got a very weird memory.
One day, the Martinsburg called and I was like, thank you for calling Press Start Video Games, where you can pre-order your copy of Battletoads 3, Return to Space Jam, the deluxe juicy steak edition featuring Shaquille O'Neal's
Don't have to say the whole title anymore.
Yes, you do. That's important.
All right.
And the first time I said it, I think I almost broke someone. So.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
I hated that job anyway.
It's all right. We don't need to talk about it anymore. We don't work there.
That's true.
Doesn't exist
anymore. Nobody does.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're at an hour. Anything else going on you want to talk about?
Shit.
I think that'll about do it. That sums up love and
yeah.
All the beautiful things about that. And we learned a lot that Gage doesn't like women and their deformities. Jarrett,
show me this one-tooth girl, and I'll find a way to love her.
More than just physically.
If I swear to God, if a one-tooth girl shows up in D&D next week, I'm gonna freak the fuck out and leave.
She's cosplaying as her character.
We learned that Jarrett has a interesting memory and can remember long words and stuff. Kyle.
Thanks for being here.
I'm
Kyle.
Here.
Thanks for being here, Kyle, every week. Proud.
Consistency is key.
Again, this is Ian, Kyle, Gage, and Jarrett. And
what should the people home do? What should they be doing at home?
Oh, send us your questions.
Yes, please send us off.
Please. We need to make a Twitter, How We Do Podcast Twitter.
Go for it.
And you can send us that. At How We Do Podcast,
you can
once
al-
it gets made.
You can also send us stuff through the WordPress site.
Yes.
Correct. Yep.
There is a content sheet.
We follow us on iTunes. It's How We Do Podcast on iTunes.
Rate us, please.
Yeah, I think the link is on our WordPress page. Other than that, thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
No.
I said it.
No.
Too late.
No.
Too late.
No.
You can't take it back.
I edit this. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I guess I'm going to isolate a lot of your words and make you sound dumb.
He's God.
He's our Betty.
He is.
You know, I was thinking about the Betty joke the other day. Real quick, and we'll get out of here. I was thinking about the Betty joke, and I was thinking about we should just get a girl to come on here and just act like a Betty every month. But now it's ruined.
Yeah, you fucked that one.
I'm just saying. That out. You already said that's the Betty. He's our Betty. So it's over.
Edit all of that out.
I can take it out.
Betty, can you edit this out?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Anything else?
No, that I think that's about sums it up.
All right.
Thank you, Chef.
Say goodbyes.
Stay golden.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.